Welcome to Dear Warriors. My name is Amy Vega, and I am your host. I have worked in the plasma industry for over 20 years. Throughout my career, I was blessed to have worked with the most incredible employees and met the most amazing donors and recipients of plasma. This podcast was started to bring to light what had been in the shadows, the rare disease community. Join me on Dear Warriors, where we will share stories of warriors and so much more. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to Dear Warriors. Let's just jump right in and let's just do an intro for the roundtable. This is our very first roundtable for Allie and I. We are very, very excited. And we have two guests, Natisha Malone and Megan Ramirez, which Megan is part of the Dear Warriors team. And if we can just go ahead and do a roundtable intro. Natisha, we'll start with you.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Natisha Malone. I currently reside in Gastonia, North Carolina, which is right on the outskirts of Charlotte. I am originally from Long Island, New York, and I have been in the plasma industry for maybe 20 plus years. I started my career basically going into nursing. And then I had an opportunity to work for a plasma center. So I moved to the Charlotte area, which is where I was a center director for a plasma center rotation. And then from there, I kind of just loved the industry, loved what we do, loved just how everything comes together. So I am currently still in plasma.
Yay. That's my girl. Me and Natisha know each other for many, many, many years. And so I'm excited to have her with us in our, I don't even know what to call us. So if you guys can come up with a name for our group, because this is probably going to be the group once a month, that would be cool. I don't want the clucking hens or the tea party because we're not going to be talking gossip or something like that. But if you guys can come up with a name for us, that would be cool. And so Megan is our next guest. Megan, if you want to kind of give us a briefing.
Okay. My name is Megan Ramirez, and I'm a patient and in this lovely process. And I get Gamma Guard every 3 weeks, and I've been in the antibody world for almost 15 years now. I think I've been there, seen that, done that with all of it. And I met Amy through, I know we kind of randomly, Amy, go back with me and you can remind me how we actually met, because this is all new and exciting to me. I'm a retired. What else? I live in Springfield, Virginia, but I've kind of lived around this area in DC and Springfield most of my life. And now I am a senior caregiver, would be a nice way to say it. I take care of my mom, and my mother-in-law lives here with me. So I go to the doctors quite a bit, more than I used to go for myself. And so I'm an expert in the doctor world now. I don't know how else to introduce myself.
I'm so happy that you're.
Well, I think it's important.
I'm excited that you're here with
us. Amy, I know that I love this because I think this is a chance, Allie, for us as a patient to show, you know, we need plasma and we need it to be normal, you know, like our life to.
Yes.
Karen.
Yes.
Yeah. To be a warrior, as they say, right?
All right, Miss Ab.
That's right.
We are. You guys are warriors. You guys are. All right, Allie.
Okay. So, hi. My name is Allie Brown. I currently live in Maryland, outside of DC. I have been receiving immunoglobulin therapy for almost 8 years now. I have a primary immune deficiency, which is what enabled me to receive this therapy in the first place. It was those magic words that gave the insurance company the green light to let me get this life-saving therapy. So once I got that positive blood test, I had the green light to start receiving this life-saving liquid gold, as I like to call it. I am one of the co-hosts of Dear Warriors, and it is so exciting, and I'm very happy to be here and get the word out and normalize plasma and normalize being a warrior and normalize the conversation, normalize donors. And the whole thing is an exciting new chapter for this demographic, I believe. And I think this is the start of a conversation that our society is in desperate need of having. And I think it will bring people like Megan and myself to a different place in the world. And it will bring us into a different light in people's minds, I think, after we bring these conversations to the forefront.
Okay. Well, I'm Amy. I've been in the plasma industry for a little over 20 years. And I am excited to be here. I am the host of Dear Warriors. And what can I say about myself? I love the industry. I started from the ground level. I started as a phlebotomist, 1998. And I worked my way up through the trenches of plasma. I'm trying to stay positive here. So through the trenches of plasma, I kind of worked my way up and then started opening up new centers with new companies. And little by little, I started meeting some great people and kind of making that connection. That patient connection is so different than there's no words for that connection. And then we're going to fast forward to 2020. I stopped working in the industry in 2018. And I was Mason and I started this this approach of iPlasma. And here we are today. Fast forward where we have a podcast. And our goal is to bring together these three different worlds, right? A lot of in the industry, we have donors in the industry and we have employees in the industry. And it's very rare that you have that recipient come into your center and make that connection. Very rare. A lot of companies do make the effort of going through the different organizations, then they may have a guest that comes in and they'll say, hey, you guys saved my life. You guys are my hero. And then they go away. But there's never that conversation, that connection. Like I talk to you guys almost every single day. And there's never been that connection where you can actually connect all three worlds. The recipient side has been invisible, right? It's been in the shadows. Even I'm being 100%. We know that plasma, you know, we make medicines off of plasma, you know, plasma, they make medicines. But when you meet somebody and when you go through the life, like I have followed Allie and I have followed Megan. The other day I was watching Megan get an infusion. It's different. It's so different. And I think what did it was in What the Plasma. I don't know if you guys follow iPlasma, but in What the Plasma, Mason interviewed, I think it's John. He's in one of the sessions. And I think we were talking, I think it was back in March maybe. And they were talking about plasma and COVID. And he broke down, his story is such an eye opener because he broke it down. I mean, his little boy was so concerned that he would be sick that I listened to that And even though I know, right, I've met people that now, you know, 20 years down the line, you meet people throughout the industry and you know that plasma is for medications and recipients. But that connection, just to hear it in his voice, something happened. And I immediately told Mason, we got to start a show. We got to start a podcast where we can make it where this invisible community can come to light and we can laugh, we can cry. God knows we were laughing in the green room because I couldn't get it together. But, you know, we can come together and bring to norm. And I think Megan and Allie and Natisha, we are on the same page. We just want to make it normal. We just want to have, you know how the world talks about breast cancer, like it's breast cancer month, right? It's just a common conversation. Everybody's like breast cancer awareness, diabetes. We want that same type of normalcy to talk about, you know, immune compromise. It should be that normal and it should not be so quiet. And that's what my goal is. My goal is to make that happen. And I can't do it without you guys. So I'm so excited that we're here. And I probably bored you to death because I just went on a rant. But anyway, so are you guys ready for a challenge?
Yes.
So before the show, I asked you guys to write down two things that you wanted to discuss, a fun thing and something that has to do with rare disease. So this is what I want you guys to do. I am going to hand out, I'm going to give you guys numbers. Like Natisha's going to be 1 and 2. Megan's going to be 3 and 4. Allie's going to be, wait, hold on. 1 and 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. I was going to totally forget how to count. And then what we're going to do is, you see my hat? I know. I promise I'm not drunk. You see my hat? So I have this numbers in here and I'm going to pick out the number and then that's the topic we are going to discuss today. I mean, we only have a few more minutes because I kind of kept you because I had issues. But we're going to pick these out and then we can talk about it. And I think if you do that once a month, kind of opens the door to people to write to us and say, hey, can you guys discuss this or can you guys discuss that? And I think it'll be fun. I think we involve the community. And so we're going to start. And so you have 1 and 2, right? Megan, 3 and 4. Allie, 5 and 6. Here we go. Ready? I am going to pick a number. Hold on. And it could be crazy. It could be whatever. Makeup. It could be, I don't know, eyebrows. I don't know. So our first number is 4. And let's see, one more. 2. So we have 2 and 4. Who wants to go first? What was your 4?
Well, I was 4. I'm 4. So I did my, because you told me to do homework, Amy. I'm good at doing homework. And because that's on my retired teacher, and I feel bad when I don't do my assignments, you know. And what do you guys want to talk about, something fun, or do you want to talk about something important, semi-important? Doesn't matter?
You know what? It's open college. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So we'll do light. We'll do fun. It's Friday, right? So I was trying to think of this is so crazy, but with COVID and all, like, how do you entertain yourself these days? Like, what do you do with yourself? Like, what has everyone started doing? And Amy knows I sent her a video of me after I mowed the grass, after I got my infusion. And I said, this is what Gamma Guard can do to a girl. And I was like mowing away back there like a mad woman, and like a mower. And I mean, we have like an acre of yard.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was it was hard. I did the front and I did all around the Halloween decorations in front. I'm going to go over one of those stake things that I hammered everything. I'm going to break the mower and I've taken away my husband's mojo. And I figured out why men love to mow the grass, because it's immediate satisfaction. Like, you look when you start, it's just a mess. You know, there's leaves everywhere. And I'm like, but when you are done, for a person who has ADD, it's just like, oh my God, look what I did, you know, and it looks great. And I'm like, so I've decided that was a fun thing to talk about, like, steal a job from somebody in your house and do it better than they do. And watch, but you have to be careful, because then they'll also, now he assumes I'm going to do it all the time. And so that is my fun thing to talk about. You have a lot more energy after. So when those plasma donors are wondering, what do you do with your medicine? It's like, you got to give me the mojo so I can go out and do normal stuff. So
can I ask a question?
Yes.
So based on your story, it seemed like you got just a big boost of energy after you got your medicine. Is that happen all of the time? And then, like, how long does that last for you? Or,
well, I sort of like to tell people I'm kind of like a flower. Like, the first week, it's like you just gave the plant lots of water and you know, and then the second week, you sort of, you're a few drop off, and the third week, you're just like, oh, you know, can I please, when is this coming? You almost don't even have to look at the calendar, you know, that, like, the medicine's going to be coming in the mail, and you're just like, oh, thank you. And which makes you think maybe I should be doing sub-Q, because that's more equal in your body, but then that has its drawbacks too. And so, yes, to answer your question, you can feel it. I can, at least, probably the day after. I would say after sleeping, and that next morning, I feel like somebody gave me a shot of energy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's like that first week or and a half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You think, Allie, do you get IVIG, Allie?
Yes, I get it every 3 weeks. And if you see, if you see me the next day, my boyfriend and my family usually look at me and they say, damn, you know, you look like a different person. I'm like, oh yes, thank you. I got my IVIG yesterday. I am flying high and I'm feeling so good. I feel like a normal human being. What do you need? What can I do? Where can I go?
Or if you're grumpy,
high do you want
that's
me to jump?
Awesome.
If you're grumpy and mean, they say, like, my family always says, did you get a bad batch of stuff? And I'm just like, no. Yeah.
Yes.
What was in your bitch stuff?
Yes, yes.
You know?
That is so true. Mm. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my goodness. 100%.
And then, or else you can, yeah, and you can always say, like, if you're in a bad mood, it must have been my medicine this time, you know, like, blame it on something, right?
Wow.
That's yes, for me, it would be like a side effect. The side effects, like maybe I wasn't hydrated enough, or it must have just been a crummy batch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't tell anyone, but we really don't
that's
think
awesome.
That's
awesome. That's awesome.
I don't. At least.
I couldn't agree
that's
more.
That's awesome. I saw the video and I was like, oh my God.
I should show it.
Sometimes I do think. Sometimes I do think that's true, Megan, because I don't always feel that splendid. And sometimes I feel swollen. For me, it's so much fluid and I have problems processing fluid. And so after you pump me full of the liquid gold, I feel like a really heavy nugget. And it's like, okay, so now I have fluid everywhere. I feel good, but I feel like the Michelin man or something. It's like, wait. Can you just poke a couple holes in me or something?
Yeah.
It's like it's a little bit too much fluid.
So has there ever been a time where you can't get the medicine? Like, I, you know, of course I know, you know, we push for, you know, people to donate because we need to make it. But has there ever been a time where they just came out and said, we don't have any more. We can't give it.
Megan, has that happened to you?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh, I have. Let me say, I have been on maybe over the years, maybe 6 different products. And for some that I've been sensitive to most of these products. I've experienced bad side effects. So I've had to try different IVIG products. And for several of them, they ran out. So I would get this awful phone call, that phone call that makes your gut feel like a sack of really heavy river rocks when you hear those words, it's out of stock. And it's like, wait a minute. No. That's what gives me a life. What are you saying? It's out of stock. And there have been a couple times over the years that I've actually gone several months without it. And my health takes a 100% nosedive. It's awful.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been lucky in that department. I mean, I actually one time went to a Hizentra dinner. I sent you cards. Come to dinner and we'll explain to you about whatever. And so I went to one of these dinners one of these times. I guess because it was at a good restaurant, I thought I'd get a free dinner. And so I went there and I literally talked to someone there and said, well, I'm interested in sub-Q and my daughter, she's on the iffy side if she's really compromised or not. She was little, like 8 or 9 years old. They sent me medication, Hizentra, in the mail with no nurse. It just arrived. All these little vials of Hizentra arrived at my house. And I was like, are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
That was another weird story about this. Like, do you want me to send this back to you? Like, what is this? There was like 15 vials of Hizentra that they sent to my house, the Hizentra people. Mm. And I didn't want to make someone lose their job, but that's a big boo-boo on somebody's part, you know?
It's like it.
That seems like it can't be legal.
It couldn't have been. It could not have been legal.
No.
I don't even know how it came without a prescription. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah. Wow.
I ended up bringing it to the vet, the dog shelter, and said, I don't know. If you have a sick dog, it makes you feel better. I don't
know.
Yeah. But I never ran out of gamma.
They did. They do have dogs that have hemophilia.
Yeah. So that's what I figure. I usually send all my extra supplies because whenever a nurse turns over, it's funny because, you know, you have your big box of supplies and one nurse will say, I'm going to need all this. And they rip through all your stuff and then they throw it away. And then the next time you get a new nurse, they go, oh, well, you need this, this, and this. And so every time I have extra supplies, I bring them to the shelter for the dogs because I just figure they can use it.
So you have a nurse that comes to your home?
Yes.
Okay. Same with you too, Allie?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Who's your nurse, Allie? Who is your nurse? Nice? Because you're near me.
I think you guys know Rachel.
Is Rachel your nurse?
She was my first nurse. She's my guardian angel.
You guys know each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Rachel, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll have to text back and forth about what an angel she is later. When we're not
she's my favorite. I've gone through, let's see, how many nurses have I gone through? I've gone through the nurse I have right now. She's like my soul sister. So I've gone through 1, 2, 4 nurses, I think.
Wow.
1, 2, 4
they make
nurses.
A big difference.
Huge difference. It's a very intimate partnership.
Right.
I imagine Megan would agree. Having the nurse, when my nurse comes, I can let my guard down and I can just kind of, it's like, okay, Jesus can take the wheel. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to check out for the next several hours. My nurse is here. All is well. I don't have to worry about anything.
Well, that was the serious thing I was going to talk about. So we'll save it for the roundtable. That it's kind of a two-way street. If you make your nurse happy, they'll make you happy, you know? And so just Yes. I know people who are wicked to their nurses. And then they call me and say, "How did they leave?" And I'm like, "Why do you think?"
Wow. Oh no, Megan.
Yeah.
I kiss the ground my nurses walk on. If my nurse is coming to take care of me, then in my mind, they're royalty. And that's how I treat my nurse now. When she comes over, I say, whatever you can find in the cabinet, edible, drinkable, whatever, it's yours. I'm just going to rest, pump the liquid gold in. But you, whatever is here, you're open to. You are my angel on the premises.
Right.
So whatever you need, you can have. I mean, they're taking care of me, so I would do anything for my nurse. Definitely.
I had a male nurse a while back, and he would bring his dogs, his Cocker Spaniels, and I have two Cockapoos. And so everybody would have a dog party, and he'd do laundry, and he was actually renting a condo from my brother, and the washing machine was broken. I said, just bring your laundry here, and you can do it here while you're here.
That's nice.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's cute.
How long does an infusion usually take? Like, how long does it take to do that?
Like 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours for me.
Okay. All right.
I have had a variety of lengths, Natisha, over the years, depending on who my nurse was or what the product was that I was receiving at the time, or if I had hydration in addition to the actual plasma.
Right.
It's probably varied from, you know, I don't know, 2 to 6 hours or 3 hours to 6 hours, somewhere in that range.
Wow.
Typically, though, it's usually like a whole day thing.
If you go slower, I always feel like with that, the slower the plasma, the better the result afterwards. So if you it's not something that, I mean, it's almost like in the past when there's been gaps between my nursing and the person shows up and they're like, oh, looking at their watch because they just got there. You're just like, well, you can go now. And, you know, because you know, if they screw that pump up and get it running too fast, and I don't react much, Allie. I don't get headaches. I get it and I go. So I'm lucky. But if they pump it too fast, it's just doesn't work that way. You can't do that. I mean,
it's terrible.
Yeah, a bad headache.
And I did have a nurse once who wasn't exactly the top level angel. If she ever hears this, you were great. However, when she came to my house, it was like I wasn't a priority. So she would just speed through and she would make it as fast as possible. And it was like, wait, no, this is not okay. It's gotta be slow. You have to be gentle with this liquid gold. You can't just shove it in there. Literally, my veins are not that great. So it's like, wait a minute. No, you gotta milk it. Whatever. Yeah. You gotta baby step it. You can't just plummet that stuff in there.
Natisha, you would laugh because when we have our bags at the end, I'm sure Allie is just like me with this. So at the end you have your IV bag and your pump. And you know it's almost time to stop. And you get that bag out and you're like squeezing it like you're trying to get the last drop of toothpaste out of it.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I know.
I don't want to miss a drop. It's the same with me, Megan. I'm like, you push that bag, you get every drop.
I mean, we know it ourselves because we roll it down and we're like, no. There's still some in there. Get it out.
And I watch it go down the thing. I watch it like you probably, Megan. I watch it through the thing and I'm like, wait, it's coming. It's almost there. As soon as that last bubble makes its way, we can disconnect.
Wow.
I did not wait 3 weeks for this.
If 1,000 air bubbles go into your veins, you're just like, my battery's about to go, girls. Is that okay?
Oh, God.
answer. Can I cut out with you? I hate to leave you, but my battery is about to go.
Okay. Yes, right, well, yes, you can.
Thank you. Everybody, and it was nice.
It was so nice.
Okay. All right. I'll be in
touch. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Happy weekend. Happy weekend.
Wow.
Okay. Wasn't that nice? I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you know what we didn't go over is they have to get every little last drop because it's so expensive. Natisha, I have learned the last couple of weeks how expensive these treatments are. It's out of this world. Like some treatments are $5,000 a month. This is think about that, Natisha.
That's crazy. And that's not covered by insurance.
Crazy, right?
Or is that like part of like with insurance or no?
That's the cost of the medicine
itself.
Mm-hmm. Mine is much more than that.
Wow. Wow.
See that?
Wow.
So,
and how much of it, how much of the medicine is it? Like a little, like, you know, one, you know, how much?
Is it a bag, a bottle? It's three glass bottles.
Okay.
And the time that I had to go, Natisha, a long time without it, which was awful. Like I said, everybody close to me saw my health deteriorate and they said, man, where is your liquid gold? And part of that was, I've had a couple periods of no liquid gold, some of which were due to out of stockness. And the other gaps were due to insurance company roadblocks. Believe it or not, I will say I am being recorded. It has been problems with the insurance companies.
Mm.
But at one point, when it was the longest gap I had gone, I think it was maybe 4 months, when the FedEx guy came, I wanted to hug the guy, but it was this summer that I went without it. So because of the pandemic, I couldn't hug him. But I said, you have no idea how grateful I am that you are on my doorstep right now. I owe you my life. Thank you for delivering the liquid gold. Somebody is watching out. You're going to get a huge present from Santa this year. The Easter Bunny is going to bring lots of chocolate next year, and everything magical is going to come your way because you are delivering my liquid gold today, and you are an angel and you rock.
Wow. Wow. Mm.
Incredible, right?
Wow. Yeah, that is. Wow. You know, and like you said before we started, Amy, you know, when you work in the industry and you don't hear this side of it, you know, because we're the front line in a plasma center, and then, you know, making sure that our processes are correct, making sure that, you know, that plasma is compliant for you. And then it gets shipped off to be fractionated and to be, you know, made into this liquid gold for you. You don't really, well, some, because it's not really taught what the final product is and what it does for someone. Now we talk about it all day, you know, we have a patient waiting, but to actually hear it like that, you know, it does bring a different perspective, which is something that, you know, and some companies, because I've worked with, you know, different companies, you know, when we have our leadership meetings, right, where they take, you know, a center manager or a center quality manager and bring them together, you know, they've had people come in and talk. But for the company that I am with now, that's what they have done for that group, but they forgot about the frontline people that are actually performing the health assessments. And I think that is something that, you know, needs to get put out there more. The why we do what we do, because it's not known.
Natisha. And that is something that I spoke with Amy about. We spoke about that early on in our magical bond. And I had the opportunity to speak at a plant myself where the plasma is made out in London. And it changed my life. I BPL. Told Amy that
from BPL,
that,
right?
Yes.
Was it BPL?
Yes.
Did it, oh, and when yes. was it? Cause oh, wow. Okay.
That was in February of 2017.
Wow.
And it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I can't even find the words. I got to speak in this wedding-like tent venue with the seats had velvet cushions. It was lovely. It was positively exquisite. And 200 employees came out and sat under the tent. And I got to speak. And they got to see the why. They got to see where their hard work and sweat and tears goes at the end of the day. And oh my goodness, it was a tear fest. But it was unbelievable. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. It was crazy because I worked for BPL, and to find out that she spoke was like, what? That's amazing.
Right.
But
unreal.
But, you know, we didn't get to see, well, I didn't get to see that here, you know, but other companies that we have worked in have done a great job. You know, Grifols have done a great job lobbying and doing everything they can with the different organizations, and Octapharma did the same thing. And those are the companies that I worked for prior, and BPL. I left prior, you know, I left in 2018, so I never really got to connect with a donor through BPL. But I can tell you that when I worked for Grifols and when I went to Spain, I think I've said that before in our previous episodes, that connection, there's no words. And I know that, you know, Natisha and I have met a couple of people through the organization, and they come in and they thank the donors and stuff, like I said before. But tonight, Natisha is going to have a different feel because she got to meet you and Megan, and it's different. It's going to be a different feel for her because, you know, she's a regional. So she's going to go back to her team and be like, it's going to change her life because just the little bit that you've shared with her, it's so real. I mean, and I could literally see Megan rolling her bag to get the last drop, you know, and I know that there are a lot of people out there that are wondering, you know, God, what happens when, you know, if there isn't any plasma, or, you know, and we're here to encourage people to donate plasma. We want them to, we're pushing and pushing and pushing, but being on the opposite side, do we really know? Like, we push it because we're part of the recruiting of donors, and we've done that before. Natisha and I have many, many years, but on the receiving end, is that something that you're constantly thinking about? That you're constantly thinking about what happens if I run out?
Is that something that I fear if there were to be no plasma, Amy? Oh gosh, 100%. Yes. Oh yes, 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 yes. Because if I go back and think about what my life was before, I was bedridden. I was completely bedridden. I lived in bed. I lived on my couch. Yes, that is something I fear. And I'm reminded of that fear every time I have an infusion because it brings so much life and energy and fuel and drive into my cells that when that light comes on, you know, after every infusion, I'm reminded, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's right. This is super healing for me. I need this. And it's a weird catch-22. I'm positive Megan would agree. It's funny to be tied so tightly to something for your health. So it's kind of a double-edged sword that I have to rely on that to live. It's a privilege, but it's also a fear, because if it were to suddenly go away, that makes my heart race and it makes me feel like I can't breathe a little, because I think, well, what what does that look like for me? And Megan, I know Megan would say the same thing if she were still online right now. That is not a reality that I don't even want to fathom that, because I know what my life was like before, and to go back to that would be to give up everything. To lose everything. So that is a constant fear. Definitely a constant fear. Good question.
Wow. Well, yeah.
All right. So what was number two? What was number two? Do we have time? We don't have to stay if we have something to do.
Oh, well, I do have something to do, but I was going to talk about wigs. Hair. That was my topic. Maybe we can save it for the next time, because then I can bring demonstrations, different colors.
Yes. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes.
We can do that.
Show you a collection. I wouldn't try it on.
Oh, please.
Oh, but I would.
Well, I would have to go off camera.
I was looking around because I did some recording last night.
Oh, Natisha, definitely. Yes, yes.
But yes.
Oh, yes. Love hair.
Yes.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Okay. So, yeah. And then we can do bags. Bags. Oh. Handbooks, pocketbooks. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I love bags. I love bags.
Yeah. That would be good.
Well, that's so funny that you say that, because my number, right? I wanted to talk about the $500,000 Birkin purse. It is popping, girl. It has diamonds. It has diamonds. I actually looked it up online. Yes. And I see Natisha, because Natisha loves purses. Let me tell you something.
I
had a region. I worked for a region. I worked for a regional that this girl, I mean, didn't care what to spend on. I mean, she had the best looking purses out there. Catherine, if you are listening, girl, we are talking about
I
that.
Love
and let purses. Me tell you,
see, I love purses.
Me too. And it's bad.
When you have a moment.
It's getting
purse.
I can't, because I'm gonna be so mad, because I'll never be able to have one unless I hit the lotto. If it's a $500,000 bag. I mean,
girl, this purse, and you know, the only person that I can think of that would probably even attempt to get this purse is Catherine. This, let me tell you about this store real quick. And I know you have, I know it's 40, we're in the 40 minute range here, but they don't even sell it to you. You can go in there as a multimillionaire and they will not sell you the purse. What? You have to work your way up to the purse. So you have to buy stuff in their store and work your way up. And then when they think that you're deemed to be worthy of a client, they allow you, they invite you to buy a purse. And it's one of their exclusives. And like the cheapest, I mean, this purse is, wait till you see it. You have to look it up. It's a $500,000. It is Himalayan with diamond hardware. Sisters, let me tell you.
I guess that makes my little old Dooney and Burke bag that I just got, like, whatever. Really?
I mean, do they sell a calendar with pictures of these bags? Because that's
probably what I could afford.
You know, I watched the whole you have to look it up. We're going to have to come back to this. We're going to discuss these purses.
My middle name is Purse, actually. Yes. in case I hadn't disclosed that already.
And we're going to get along just fine because that is definitely me. Like
My name is Allie Brown, and I am part of Purse Addicts Anonymous, which now that this is being recorded live, I guess the whole world now knows I have a purse addiction.
Mm-hmm. Me too, Allie. Me too. It's bad.
Oh, and I have a sparkle addiction. Anything that sparkles. It's probably best that I just leave my wallet in the car or leave it at home. Otherwise, if it sparkles and that sparkle catches my eye from a distance, it's done. It's a done deal.
You got it.
So.
I just understand. Well, ladies, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I think we're breaking up.
Yes, we are. Go ahead, girl. Oh.
Okay. It was wonderful. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to the next time. It was very nice to meet you, Allie. Thank you.
It was so lovely to meet you.
And it was fun. So definitely keep that strength, keep that smile. Just you're a warrior. Push on. That's great.
Thank you.
We are not just sharing stories on Dear Warriors. Our goal is to help change lives. And when you share this podcast, you are helping to change lives too. Listen to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, and God bless.